Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road semi drivers, of the guys and gals going coast to coast, border to border, and of course our bulk mail haulers delivering the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post office so you get your letters delivered today. And let's not forget about the suicide jockeys either, hauling gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so you can get up and go today yourself. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on Parler, on MeWe, on Gab, on Getter, and that's spelled G-E-T-T-R, on Truth Social, on Twitter, and on Instagram, all the same way, Captain's America. That's Captain with an S, America. And then again, there's also our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things we have to offer over there. And in the meantime, here is Kyle Warren from California, where Northern California is still burning. Oh, yeah. 85 degrees, partly cloudy. Everybody's out there. They've had enough fishing for the day, and now they're all going to go home. Actually, they're all going to go back into their rooms because they're up there on the porch for up on the deck where the bar is up there in the hotel. All right, now are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we had a big, 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 big news story go down yesterday, and here's a little kicker about it.
The president announced that Ayman al-Zawahiri was the target of a counterterrorism operation in Afghanistan.
Justice has been delivered, and this terrorist leader is no more.
During an evening speech from the White House, Mr. Biden said the al-Qaeda leader carved a trail of murder and violence against Americans and American interests.
He was deeply involved in the planning of 9/11.
He said the successful strike demonstrates U.S. resolve to protect the American people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, Kyle, I wasn't surprised to hear that we took the guy out. I've been hearing for quite some time that they've been hot on the trail. As a matter of fact, we heard that and talked about it a couple of weeks ago. I think they got close then, and that's probably when they had a better idea where he was hiding, because he was right in the midst of Kabul in a safe house.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, it begs the question, Captain, what degree were the Taliban giving him safe harbor? I think it was probably a lot.
Well, may or may not have been the Taliban giving him safe harbor. It could have been somebody different. But there's been a lot of speculation now about, there was a $25 million bounty on him. Who gets the bounty? We'll never know. I'll tell you that right now. We will never know.
Well, that's true. But, you know, Captain, as I was hearing the reports on this today, and I realized that, you know, the killing of Ayman al-Zawahiri, you know, it brings back everything about 9/11 because he was instrumental in planning it. And, of course, it brings back the notion, Captain, that there are people out there who absolutely hate America. They hate what we stand for. They hate the fact that we truly are free. They hate everything about it. And I was comparing that in my mind to those who have sort of made a cottage industry out of sort of hating America. America's bad, and it's based on racism, and it's all this other stuff. And I think this really, again, puts everybody on notice as a reminder that there are people who really hate America, and they're willing to do anything. And that's why we have to be one united country and stop this kind of division that we have.
Well, I was supposed to be in a Zoom chat with a group of veterans talking about veterans' issues, but when this whole thing came down, I got into another chat with a whole bunch of World Trade Center families and survivors and first responders and whatnot that were talking all around the country and all around the world about what was going on. And basically everybody was uniform in the understanding that this was a tremendous thing that had been done. Granted, we weren't too thrilled that it was Joe Biden who was going to get the credit for it, because he can pretty much not get out of his own way. But we'll take it for what it's worth. Obviously, the people in the system knew what to do, and they did what needed to be done. And for that, we say thank you, because we got rid of a horrible, horrible human being.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And of course, the Biden administration will try to capitalize on this to some degree, trying to change the narrative that has made them so unpopular up to this point. But I think it will be short lived ultimately, though.
Well, I think you'll get a spike of some measure, but I'm not sure what the spike is going to be. But it's not going to last for long when they see what happens here with some of the food prices again. All right, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, you're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy what's coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. I do believe I will. Before we get back to Kyle Warren, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. MyPillow has been offering you a whole bunch of gifts and sales and buy one, get one items and the whole nine yards here for the past several months. And they're still at it until they run out of some of these items. Now, it's time to join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with the MyPillow products, because right now you can get buy one, get one pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets, the Giza Elegance MyPillows, the six-piece towel sets, and those are some of the best towels I've ever had, as well as the beach towel set, as well as the big old blanket. And don't forget the roll and go anywhere my pillows and so much more. All you have to do is go to the radio listener specials page at mypillow.com. Use the promo code Captain. That's Captain. That'll get you in. Or you can give them a call direct at 800-641-5459 with the promo code Captain. Don't miss out on these incredible opportunities to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. Again, the phone number, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Captain. That's the promo code Captain. And the phone number again, 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We were talking off air, and I'm going to mention this again. In recent history, let's go back to World War One, because everybody's pretty much studied World War One. Who started the wars? Republican or Democrat on our side of the fence here?
Yeah, generally the Democrats, yeah. That's right. It's usually happening under their watch.
And why do you think they did that?
Well, obviously, a lot of times there's economic indicators or economic reasons or other
kinds. It was usually, okay, I'm going to help you out here. It was usually because the economy was bad and we were either trying to come out of a recession or maybe a depression or maybe something that economically was creating problems, and the best way to do it was to put us on war footing, and away we went.
Well, very similar the way that you look at what was happening with the New Deal, for example, as we fast forward to World War II, was that really working necessarily? What brought the American economy really back to life, of course, was all of the manufacturing, everything associated with World War II, exactly.
Right. And General Motors built tanks, they built Jeeps, they built airplanes. They built a lot of things war-related because it wasn't just about cars anymore or about trucks anymore. It was about military products. And by the way, the Willys Jeep, they couldn't make the Jeeps, enough of them at the Willys plant that they had, so they had to farm that out to some other different manufacturers. And Chrysler was making Willys Jeeps, and Chevrolet was making Willys Jeeps, and I believe even Dodge was doing it. Because they had the Dodge Power Wagon, too, that they also brought into a service, which was like a heavy-duty version of a one-ton truck, an oversized Jeep, if you will. Now, the U.S. and Russia, right now, the U.S. is saying that Russia is using the Ukrainian nuclear power plant closest to the Russian border as a nuclear shield. They're storing men, materials, ammunition, you name it, inside there. And it's kind of an area where they don't dare do a lot to it.
Well, that's right. Yeah, Secretary of State Tony Blinken, or Anthony Blinken, was at the United Nations on Monday for the 10th Annual Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty.
Easy for you to say.
That's right. There was a conference going on there, and he talked about that pretty much in the larger scope, of course, of what's going on with North Korea, what he called an unlawful nuclear program, also Iran's path of nuclear escalation. And you're right, Captain, the Russians know that they can fire upon Ukrainians from the relative safety of a nuclear power plant because the Ukrainians are not going to fire back, let's say, according to Blinken as well, because of the potentiality of having a real problem on your hands. But of course, this whole thing having to do, as I said, with this larger scope of what's happening in the world with nuclear, with the potential of nuclear weapons, potential of nuclear attack. In fact, we talked yesterday on the program about the Iranian government saying, "Hey, we're going to make New York a hellish ruin."
Yeah,
and they mean it. This isn't posturing, in my opinion.
Nope.
If they have, and this is what terrorists do. Terrorists wait until they know that they can go, and then they go. So that's what's really scary about this whole thing with Tehran.
Now, where is Nancy Pelosi right now?
I think she was in Singapore last I know.
I think she's still in Singapore, but at any moment, we're going to hear about her plane in the air headed towards Taiwan. That's her next stop. And we just don't know for sure when she's going to be there, but it appears that she is going to fly in. And it appears she probably will fly in with the fighter plane escort. And even though all the bluster's been tossed out there about take it as an act of war and they could shoot the plane down and several other different things, I don't think they're going to do anything, the Chinese, that is. But she has put herself in a position where she has to go to Taiwan.
I really believe so. And because at this point, if you capitulate to the Chinese government and their essentially their threats, right? Well, then you're just going to you just have to succumb to them, and that's really not a good place to be. So yes, I think that even the Chinese government actually put the speaker in the position of now having to complete that trip, basically, in order to do that. Now, of course, there's no way on God's green earth that you could justify somehow that Nancy Pelosi flying to Taiwan is some kind of invasion. That's just ridiculous. And I hope the Chinese government officials understand that. There is no way that they could make that fly.
Well, I'm sure they understand it, but the question is, do they want to?
Well, right. Well, they also may be looking for some kind of a trigger, as it were, to say, look, you know, we told you not to go there, and you went there, and so therefore they have some justification in their mind to ratchet up tensions, perhaps beyond the typical sanctions or rhetoric, and that also would be a very, very bad maneuver, I believe.
Well, we'll know soon enough. So sometime during the course of the day, maybe even this program, we'll hear about her landing in Taiwan. So we'll keep our eyes and ears open. Right now, I haven't heard anything except that she's still in Singapore. That's all I know.
Well, right. And I think it's important to note, too, that, you know, here in the United States, there are a lot of political disagreements, shall we say. But once an American official goes out past the shores, you know, and they're off into a foreign land and so forth, Americans feel very differently about provocations and how others might threaten our own American officials.
Yep, yep, and yep. Okay. A Michigan court yesterday ruled that county prosecutors can enforce an abortion ban that's been on the books since 1931, exempting them from a different court ruling that blocked the state officials from enforcing the law. Now, the decision was made by the three-court judge court of appeals there.
Yeah, this is really interesting stuff. This is actually part and parcel, Captain, of the notion that a lot of this should have been hashed out literally, not just 50 years ago, but certainly over the last 50 years. And this is, I think, part of the fallout of Roe v. Wade in and of itself, because these questions never got answered, and it never played out in an organic way in terms of the state's rights issues. So we're seeing that happen now, I think, in front of our eyes.
Now, we heard this again yesterday, that Fox News doesn't want Trump back on their airways if they can help it. And a media critic said that yesterday. I don't know how true it is, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, certainly, you know, I think it's no secret that he certainly seems to have been absent, especially from the Hannity program, with which he was a routine guest. You know, every once in a while he'd be there on a regular basis. But whether or not the powers that be at Fox have a particular policy, and it could also simply be that they, you know, have some kind of idea that, well, wait a minute, if Trump begins to dominate our airwaves, then we have a different problem.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more of it. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. A little bit more about Trump, a little bit more about what I know about it when we come back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is authorizing another $550 million in your tax dollars to Ukraine on Monday.
That brings to more than $8
$1 billion drawdown authority alone in material and security assistance for Ukraine just since the invasion began in late February.
National Security Council's John Kirby making that announcement. President Biden says a drone strike over the weekend in Afghanistan killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, who became the leader of the terrorist group after the death of Osama bin Laden. Al-Zawahiri had a $25 billion bounty on his head, Biden adding that there were no civilian casualties. This as the United States withdrew from Afghanistan in August of 2021. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for over 8 years, and I take it for a very simple reason. It works. I take it every morning, every day that I get up, which is usually about 10:30 to 11:30 in the morning, somewhere in there, because I do work all night. But anyway, I take it every day when I get up, and I take it with food, a little breakfast, and then I let it do its thing. And what it does is it will immediately go to any inflammation or swelling or pain that I have, and take care of whatever the problem is that I got going on at the moment. Now, you can find out if this will work for you by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, try the 3-week quick start. $19.95 is all it costs for 3 weeks to see if it'll work and get you out of pain or the discomfort that you're in. It's worked for tens of thousands of people. I think I've heard from a lot of them. They've called me back or they've sent me messages and said, thank you so very much for telling us about Relief Factor, and I'm happy to do it because I'm not going to tell you about something if it's not going to work or if it's not working. And the reason I know it's working is because I take it. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. After all, what have you got to lose there, Kyle? But,
well, all you got to lose really is pain.
That's it. Yep. That's it. Makes you a whole different person.
if you don't have that pain. All right, Kyle, are we biding our time? Pardon the pun. But a dozen, Democrats who may run in 2024 if Joe doesn't are chiming in. By the way, the White House position says that Joe Biden tested positive for COVID again the third day in a row, so he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Because of the rebound, he's got the rebound COVID, and of course we hope that he's okay. It's obviously this, you know, it can be a very serious thing, but he seems, as far as I know, right, to have been asymptomatic in this next go-round here. But that being said, yeah, I think there's a lot of Democrats who will want to run. They are, I think, looking at Joe Biden right now as a de facto lame duck. He may say he's going to run, he may indicate he's going to run, but there's no high-level Democrat, I would think, Captain, that really believes that he's going to run or be the nominee, just because they're going to want to cut their losses as quickly as possible after the midterms, whether that means they encourage him to step down, you know, what have you, in terms of applying that kind of pressure, we'll have to see. But I think the Democrat Party elite are going to want to go with somebody who they believe is going to excite the electorate in some way, shape, or form.
You would think, wouldn't you?
Yes. Well, yeah, and that's, you know, we've talked about Gavin Newsom, governor of California. I think he's probably up at the top of the list in their mind because he's much younger, obviously, than some of the other potential candidates might be, or the usual suspects, as it were. Then, of course, you know, again, it's the relevancy thing. Joe Biden really has become irrelevant, I think, in the Democrat Party because they don't see that he is effective. And by the way, I think this is important to note too, Captain. I don't think that they think their policies are bad, but they think that Joe Biden has been a bad messenger. So here we go again with the whole messaging thing in their minds.
Well, let's talk about Senator Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat from Arizona, and the role that she's currently playing, because Democrats are still waiting to see and hear whether or not the moderate senator from Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema, who supports climate initiatives but opposes corporate tax increases, will back the package. Now, the corporate taxes, and I don't understand why the Democrats are saying, no, nobody's taxes are going up. No, nobody's taxes are going up. They're raising the corporate tax levels on these companies 15%.
Yes, and that's significant. That's going to have a significant effect.
Well, why in the hell are they saying that nobody's taxes are going to go up when you know anytime you raise a corporate tax on a company that has a product, guess who's going to wind up paying for it?
Well, of course, but that's the wink-wink sort of messaging factor. Here we go again. You know, oh, we never said we're raising your taxes. We're just raising taxes on the companies that sell you products, and you'll be paying a lot more because they'll pay the tax. You know, it's that kind of, you know.
No, they won't pay the tax. They'll pass it along.
Well, they'll pass it along in order to pay it. Exactly, yeah. And so, and in fact, you go back, remember, I think it was Jen Psaki. You know, we'll circle back to Jen Psaki for a moment, she said something about, you know, the president knows that companies aren't going to raise prices on consumers if their taxes go up, or words to that effect, and that was just ridiculous. You know, it really registered on the ridiculous meter, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to simply say, and as far as the climate change thing goes, you know, she'll want to, you know, try to give some sort of service to that. But, you know, Captain, there was a underwater volcano in Tonga erupted back in January. They're saying it's doing more damage to the climate change and the ozone layer just in and of itself. So the Democrats better get really, really hopping on banning volcanoes if they can.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the bipartisan Senate bill on abortion that aims to codify abortion rights, its fate is uncertain because it has not yet gone through the House.
Well, right. And this is going to be part and parcel of a lot of the political message in the sense of trying to turn the focus to something like that, away from inflation and the other things that people are really into at this point.
Well, this is the response to the Roe v. Wade decision overturning at the Supreme Court.
Well, right. And so, of course, they're going to do that. And whether or not it would go through the Senate and so forth, we'll see.
Now, are you excited that a shipment of Ukrainian grain has finally left the port of Odessa, ending months long of the Russian blockade that threatened a global food crisis?
Well, sure, why not? Who wouldn't be?
A little bit, late, though.
Yeah.
And somebody yesterday lobbed a rocket into the middle of the grain facility again.
Well, right. I mean, it's not surprising. Not surprising at all.
Well, they're trying to blame the Ukrainians for doing it, but I think it was the Russians that were ticked off.
Yeah, and we're how many months now? We're at least five or more months now, I believe, into this war, the invasion, that is. And it doesn't seem to be letting up anytime soon or any kind of conclusion. So everything that's associated with it is going to be fair game for the Russians, one would think, to try to exacerbate the problems.
Now, we're going to be talking about this on the Highway and Byway Truckers Report here, coming up here in about 3, 4, or 5 minutes, whatever it is. But unfortunately, at least 36 people have now died in Kentucky. Hundreds more are missing and unaccounted for, and I'm afraid their fate's going to be tied up somewhere in the rubble. Now, the historic eastern Kentucky floods are not over yet. We have another system coming, and we'll talk about that, with more flooding on the headed their direction, and more rain for the next couple of days headed over into West Virginia and eastern Kentucky. This is not a good thing.
No, not at all. We've been following it closely, and it just our hearts go out to those who are being affected by this. It's really very.
Well, I've been following it closely because I knew that we were going to have to talk about it tonight, and I'm looking right now at the weather, and it's not pretty. There's way too much flooding right now.
Yes, exactly.
And off to the west, we've got heavy rain, and we've got flood warnings coming again east from Missouri, from western Kentucky, and from southwestern Indiana right now headed to the east.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right, yeah. So there's a lot of severe weather to go over in the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. That's right.
Yeah, so thoughts and prayers go out to the folks, and I know we have a couple of radio affiliates right there in both of those areas. So we hope that you folks there, if you need anything, and one of the emergency management people wants to give us a call or something, we'd be happy to put it out on the air for you to see what we could do to help you on our end of the spectrum. I believe Florida is sending some relief supplies of some sort up there. I don't know if it's a Red Cross I heard was doing it, but somebody is sending a tractor-trailer load or two of things for them to have.
Right, yeah. So anybody wants to call in, give us the lowdown in your area. Absolutely.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, too. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along into the darkness that we call the overnight. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
My thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Life like when and where. We didn't have no internet, but man, I never will forget the way the moonlight shined upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
It's called All Summer Long. That's a great video.
Yes, it sure is.
I might have to get a new pair of glasses after that one.
Yeah. Well, it's a cool thing. And the sort of the songs that are part of that, you know, it's part of that, it's a little bit of Werewolves of London, Sweet Home Alabama, and he's put it all together.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me just take a look at this real quick and then give it to you. Dangerous heat and record high temperatures are expected over much of the central U.S. on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the monsoon will again result in heavy downpours and flash flood risks across the southwest, the Four Corners, and the Great Basin. Elsewhere, severe thunderstorms are possible in parts of the upper Midwest Tuesday before pushing eastward on Wednesday. And we've got flooding still, rain still on both sides of the flood area, the west and the east, and we've got heavy rain now up into West Virginia all the way to Charleston, West Virginia. So things are going from bad to worse over in that area that's already badly flooded.
That's exactly right, Captain. And out west tonight, of course, we continue with hot, dry weather and high temperatures and even some, I think, some gusty winds up in northern part of Montana. Also, of course, we continue hot, dry weather now in most of Washington and down into part of central northern Oregon and certainly southern Oregon down through Medford and down into northern California, of course, where the fire continues going. We understand they may have made a small amount of progress in that fire, which is some good news, but obviously it's still going and still a major, major concern there in the Northern California area, right there on the border with Oregon. Also, we do have some heavy rain to tell you about and large areas of rain. This is going to be in the southwest corner of Wyoming, on down into Utah, over to Salt Lake City, north into parts of southern Idaho, where we have a lot of rain and some medium rain now registering on the radar map up near Logan if you're on Interstate 15. Also, we've got rain that looks like a little bit east of Medford, Oregon, and that's going to stretch on over across 395, almost over to the border with Idaho right now, so you want to be aware of that. We also have rain that is going to be north of Las Vegas. It's really going to be not quite as north as Tonopah, but it's definitely there in the southern part of Nevada right now. It's moving around. If it changes next hour, we'll let you know. Also, south of Albuquerque right now, we've got some rain on the radar map. Now, as we move through the week, you're going to see perhaps thunderstorms in the Albuquerque area there in New Mexico, and also around the Phoenix area. You might see thunderstorms here as we move into the latter part of the week. And then also, Captain, for places like Palm Springs in Southern California, we've got thunderstorms that are forecast for Tuesday. And get this, a temperature of 103 degrees. So it's a lot going on in the West right now.
You can have it. I don't want it. But anyway, we got warm weather over here, too. All right, let's just kind of go up the Midwest, and we'll start in South Dakota, go down into Nebraska, go down into Kansas, go down into Oklahoma, pretty much the half. Eastern halves of all those states are going to have some warm temperatures again. However, you're also going to have severe thunderstorm watches and or flood watches going on. Oklahoma, around Oklahoma City and up around Tulsa, I can see where you've got some flood watches going on right now. Some streams that are either at or over their banks. And I can also see that up the eastern half of Kansas, the eastern half of Nebraska, southeastern corner of South Dakota. Now, in Minnesota tonight, coming across I-90, you've got an area where the weather's going to be a little warm. But, again, you've got severe thunderstorm watches through there. You got the possibility for flood watches through there. And a lot of the streams are already up halfway across Iowa. Same scenario there. Most of Missouri tonight, most of Missouri, all the way over, especially to St. Louis on I-44, you're going to have some interesting weather. Could be some rain, could be some warm temperatures. You do have some thunderstorms and some flood watches and warnings going on right now in the southern part of Illinois, the western part of Kentucky. You've got an active area right now of rain and flooding going on to the west of the flood zone. That is moving to the east, unfortunately. You have an area of fog up in the northern part of Alabama, up 65 north, right on the state line with Tennessee, about a 40 or 50-mile area. And also up in Kentucky, again, the areas that have been flooded, you're getting more rain and you're getting more flooding. And it's right smack dab through the areas that were flooded. They're getting quite a bit of rain there because you've got flood warnings already up in that area, going up into West Virginia. Again, all the way to Charleston, West Virginia, the state capital. You've got rain, heavy rain moving that way, moving off to the east. We've got some fog tonight along Long Island and Connecticut, Long Island Sound. Looks like as if we might have a little bit down towards the Chesapeake Bay again. We had some weather earlier with some storms and whatnot down here in Florida that came across and went from the Gulf over to the East Coast. Kind of hung there for a while, but they're gone. And the weather that we had in Texas from Laredo over across towards the northern part of Houston and Galveston is there for today, later on in the day. That weather will develop. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, don't forget, folks, the good people at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we tell you all about the My Rewards program there. But you definitely want to go to pilotflyingj.com right now or at your earliest opportunity and join up because you're going to save 10 cents per gallon just by joining the My Rewards Plus program. This offer is good through October 31st. Between now and then, you can save 10 cents on every gallon of fuel that you buy. Definitely want to check that out. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Also, you can check out the fuel card, especially for trucking fleets. You want to check that out at pilotflyingj.com. And for our RVers out there, out on vacation, seeing this great land, check out the great amenities for RVs right there, pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be back with more. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Don't go anywhere. Your stations are going to here give you the news and pay some bills and all that stuff, and we'll be back right after all that. I'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.